Well, here we are now. This is continuing the tape of the 19th with Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, and here it is the following day, Tuesday, November 20th. And we're just talking about your dissenting opinion. Why don't you read, I see you have it there in front of you, why don't you read what you consider the nub of your position here? And I think that you at one point said something like that we were asked not to make a judicial determination, we're asked to do something else. Now,
well,
is that really what the whole ball game is all about here, in your judgment? Or why don't you read a little bit of what you consider to be the nub of this? Because this was a critical event in your read on the court, was it not?
Well, I would say yes. It certainly divided us sharply. What I wrote was that I'll read a bit of this.
Sure, you said in substance that this was not a problem.
Yeah. Well, actually, what I wrote, and that's in 387 Michigan at 493, I wrote, when the U.S. Supreme Court in Reynolds against Sims struck down non-population factors in apportionment, it became apparent Article 4 could not stand as written. That's our Article 4, Michigan Constitution 63. And then I quoted Justice Souris, who had written, in 1964.
8 years prior to
right.
this. He said somewhat...
Here's what he said. Having concluded that the apportionment and districting provisions for both the Senate and House of Representatives were violative of the 14th Amendment, it was my conclusion that Section 6 of Article 4, which established the commission, likewise had to be held void. Section 6, in my view, was so dependent upon the continuing validity of the preceding sections by which the Commission's duties were specified and expressly limited that it could not survive alone. Now, that's the end of the quote from Justice Souris. Then I wrote, I too am convinced that the parts are not severable and that Section 6's commission fell with the prior provisions of Article 4. But since all of my colleagues would simply prune the unconstitutional limitation from the commission and thus accord life to a commission not defined by the people, it is necessary to examine the commission they would create. As I view it, I wrote, even this cannot stand. The commission described in Section 6 is an apportioning agent comprised of representatives of political parties. To be sure, the people are under no constraint to select such an apportioning agent. They could have selected a single officer to perform the task, or provided for a committee to be selected by the governor, or provided for any other non-representative group. But when they did seek to create a representative group for this work, they were obliged to observe the constitutional requirement that if a class be recognized, there may be no legal discrimination in favor of part of that class. And I cited the case of Skinner against Oklahoma, which held to that effect. Then I said, the provision in Section 6 requiring a third party to receive more than 25% of the gubernatorial vote in order to obtain representation on the commission, and making no provision for representation for other parties receiving less than 25%, but still representing a significant number of voters, is invidious discrimination, offensive to both the First and 14th Amendments. And I cited Williams against Rhodes, a U.S. Supreme Court decision to that effect. Then I wound up by saying, there is no valid commission under Article 4, and hence there is no need to review their work. Indeed, it is wholly improper to decide this case as presented to us, and to select any of their plans is to make a political decision. In this setting, the parties do not come to this court asking for justice. They ask for a campaign issue. It is difficult to conceive of anything better calculated to undermine public confidence in this court and destroy our credibility. Today, I said, this is a tragic error of the first magnitude.
Now, had that dissenting opinion been circulated in the usual way, had this been seen by the others prior to the time that the votes were actually cast?
I don't have any specific recollection of that, but I'm confident that was the case. Mm-hmm. Because that was the usual thing. We analyzed, or we wrote our opinions and circulated them before voting on the whole thing.
Circulating means that copies went to your colleagues.
Oh, absolutely.
And just as theirs came to you,
precisely. Oh, sure.